Hello, everybody. Monday, September 19th, 2022. If you're brand new to CrossFit Linchpin, welcome. I think you're going to have a blast. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. Whether you have been around for a while or if you're brand new, if you haven't yet, what you need to do is pause this video and watch the other video that I attach to every Monday. It's called New to Linchpin, Watch This First. And it gives you all the critical backstory of basically everything that I talk about in these videos that without it, you won't know what it means. What's the limited equipment option? How is that different from prescribed? What's the Leo? What's the Neo? Why is there a not for time option? Are the goal times totally rigid? Is there some flex in there? Do I have to do the accessory work? All of that's in the other video. So go ahead and watch that. Only need to watch it once. Then you'll have all the information you need to fully benefit from these videos. So that being said, here we go. I'm going to trust you that you did it. This is a workout. It's a great workout. We've done it before. We did it on May 3rd, 2022. If you want to go back into the BTWB app, check your loadings, times, all that good stuff. It's a heavy day at a high heart rate, but it's also a gymnastics strength day. So it's barbell strength and gymnastics strength. 15 rounds for time of one deadlift at 70 to 80% of your one rep max, 5 strict pull-ups, 10 push-ups, 15 air squats. So it's certainly a playoff of the classic CrossFit workout Cindy, but we've set the amount of work at 15 rounds. We're making the pull-ups strict and we're adding a heavy deadlift. Really cool. People loved it. We're going to do it again. Since this is also a heavy day at a high heart rate, I included the other video entitled How to Approach Heavy Days, which includes warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, and more. Rest periods doesn't really apply to today's workout. I put that workout on every heavy day because it's full of useful information, but I figured I'd put it in there. You want to watch it, it'll give you some good backstory as well. All right, video showing the deadlift, the strict pull-up, push-up, air squat, super fitness robot time, 17 minutes or less. More likely time, anywhere probably in 30 minutes or less. Challenging workout, don't get me wrong. And while the deadlift is percentage based, and so a lot of people will be able to do it because it's based upon what they can lift, push-ups always get challenging in a Cindy style workout. And the quite challenging part as well is that the pull-ups are strict. 5 sets of strict pull-ups is a tall task for a lot of people, and so that in and of itself might be a reason to consider doing a scaled version for today or a modified version. Remember, you're always authorized to make the best decision for you. Scaling is cool. Wild card option, 15 rounds for time of one power clean. You pick the load, so not the deadlift, but the power clean. 5 strict pull-ups, 10 push-ups, 15 air squats. People enjoyed this one last time as well. Video showing the power clean. Scaled option, 15 rounds for time, one deadlift at 60 to 80% of your one rep max. You got a wider range there. 5 ring rows instead of pull-ups, and you can make ring rows extremely challenging just by changing the angle of your body. You will not get shortchanged with ring rows. 10 push-ups and 15 air squats. And those push-ups can be regular push-ups, knee push-ups, elevated push-ups, whatever you need. So that scaled option, it's probably going to fit a lot of people's needs really well. But here's the deal. Maybe you need to scale the scaled option even more. Maybe 10 rounds is appropriate for you instead of 15. Totally good to go. You can go ahead and do that. You're all, again, always authorized. Limited equipment option, 15 rounds for time of 3 left leg dumbbell, single leg, stiff legged deadlifts, then 3 with the right leg, then 5 strict pull-ups, 10 push-ups, and 15 air squats. We'll get a video showing that movement done with a single 50-pound dumbbell for men or 35 for women. Or if you have other dumbbells that are a better choice for you, feel free to use them. For the limited equipment crew, Super Fitness Robot is 20 minutes or less, more likely is 34 minutes or less. No equipment workout of the day, 15 rounds for time, 5 left leg, single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts, then 5 on the right leg, then 5 glute bridges, 10 push-ups, and 15 air squats. And for the no equipment workout, you're doing exactly the same single leg, stiff-legged deadlift that the limited equipment crew was. you just don't have a dumbbell in your hand. But even just moving your body through that range of motion over and over again at high repetition will light up the posterior chain. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. You never need to do accessory work to get fit. If you do choose to do it, the first part is an either or, don't do both. Either glute ham raise or barbell glute bridges. Both fantastic movements, but one requires a GHD. Not everyone has that, so we like to give another option, hence the barbell glute bridges, and both of those movements have videos. And then finally, farmer's carry, three challenging carries with a heavy load. I can't tell you how far to go because I don't know how heavy the objects are that you have. Heavier objects, you won't go quite as far. Lighter objects, you'll go farther. They're not meant to be a max effort till the dumbbells fall out of your hands and you can't use your forearms for the rest of the day. Just three challenging farmer's carries, resting a couple minutes between each to build some grip strength. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the pec stretch, foam roller for the back and lats, and the glute stretch. All of those have videos. And finally, the couple phrases that end the day's training and every day's training, and I hope you take them to heart because we mean them. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And with that, I will see you tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.